The word entrepreneur may have come from the French, but it's been cropping up lately in the Bush campaign. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg takes a look at some new uses for an old word.
A while ago, the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations published its list of the top 101 sayings of 2002. It included a remark that George W. Bush supposedly made to Tony Blair. The problem with the French is that they have no word for entrepreneur. After the list appeared, though, a spokesman for the prime minister denied that Bush ever said anything of the sort. I believe him. It sounds like exactly the sort of remark that the English would cook up to put in the mouth of an ignorant American. In fact, despite the right's current disdain for the French and those who speak their language, entrepreneur is one of President Bush's favorite words, and he pronounces it with all the sensuous pleasure that foodies give to mousseline de foie gras. Speaking in Virginia a few months ago, he said, "Entrepreneur, isn't that a lovely word? You know, entrepreneur, we want entrepreneurs." Entrepreneur first came into English as a name for a theatrical promoter. It originally meant just somebody who undertakes something, just like the Italian word impresario does. But it was soon being used to describe a person who promoted investments or business schemes, often with a slightly unsavory connotation. A 1951 article in the New York Times described the gangster Frank Costello as a slot machine entrepreneur. The word didn't really come into its own until the Reagan years. As it happens, that was when champions of the free market revived the word capitalism in place of the more genteel-sounding free enterprise. But the redemption of capitalism didn't extend to capitalist, which still connoted silk-hatted predators like J.P. Morgan. Entrepreneurs seemed ready-made to fill that gap as a name for the risk-takers and business builders who were the new heroes of the market economy. An entrepreneur is basically the same thing as a capitalist, only played by Jeff Bridges instead of Lionel Barrymore. By the 1980s, entrepreneur was more than 10 times as common in newspaper articles as it had been in the 1950s. Business schools started offering courses in entrepreneurship, a word that was practically non-existent before then. And people retroactively awarded the label to men like Thomas Edison and Henry Ford, who were never called entrepreneurs in their lifetimes. But in recent years, free market enthusiasts have been spreading entrepreneur around in a new, more democratic way that would have had the French scratching their heads. On CNN recently, Commerce Secretary Don Evans complained to Wolf Blitzer that the Democrats have been citing unemployment figures that don't count all the Americans who are self-employed. According to Evans, Senator Kerry wants to ignore the some 10 million workers that are the entrepreneurs who are self-employed, like truck drivers, like painters, like childcare workers, like hairdressers, like auto mechanics. It's true that for most people, the word entrepreneur doesn't bring to mind the guy who does dump runs in his pickup truck or the manicurist who works out of her home. And Evans' description might strike you as just another milestone in the great American tradition of job title inflation. You have the picture of those 10 million entrepreneurs standing shoulder to shoulder with Walmart's 750,000 sales associates, or the customer service executives who answer the phone when you call Comcast to ask about your cable bill. But the new use of entrepreneur is part of a great leveling of the language of capitalism, which sweeps away the old distinctions between capital and labor, or at least the growing proportion of the labor force who are foregoing health coverage and a steady salary to make their own way in the world. Last week, you were merely an employee. Now you're doing the same job on a piecework basis as a paid-up citizen of the ownership society. True, some economists have pointed out that the self-employment rate always goes up when the economy heads south. They've coined the term involuntary entrepreneurship to describe the upsurge. But a lot of people prefer to think of the increase as a healthy flowering of entrepreneurial spirit after a two-decade decline. A report from the Kauffman Foundation applauds the sharp rise in self-employment among blacks and Hispanics as a sign that those groups have a higher rate of entrepreneurship than whites and Asians do. Entrepreneur is definitely a lot grander than old economy phrases like piecework or for hire. But new job titles have a way of losing their luster if they don't come with new carpeting in the bargain. Writers who are paid by the word don't usually think of themselves as the medieval knights-errant that the phrase freelance originally brought to mind. For that matter, employee doesn't have the panache it did when the Victorians first borrowed it from French as a fancy name for clerk. So it's unlikely that all those peripatetic car detailers and daycare workers are suddenly going to see themselves as having the same economic interest as Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, even if they do all have entrepreneur on their business cards. After all, these days, entrepreneur doesn't mean much more than we'll undertake for food.
Jeff Nunberg is a Stanford linguist and the author of Going Nuclear: Language, Politics, and Culture in Confrontational Times.